Hello, my name is Tim Clifford, and this is the audio introduction to the session In the Service of God. In our last session, we said that our mission can be thought of as a kind of umbrella underneath which we perform various acts to carry out God's plan, and importantly, these include serving others. In today's session, then, we're going to understand why and how God calls us to service. Often, the very act of serving others tells us something about both the person serving and the people being served. One such story in the Bible is the wedding at Cana from John chapter 2 verses 1 to 12. It's a story that always makes me chuckle, because I sympathise with Jesus' plight when his mother, in front of all the guests, confidently states that Jesus will of course fix the problem of having run out of wine. I can hear my mother's voice now, proudly telling her friends that I will help them with anything they need, from completing their tax returns to fixing their computer problems or helping them find a job. But in the case of the wedding at Cana, Jesus reveals his true self in the first of his miracles, and he does so by solving a practical problem. In meeting his mother's request to serve others by providing more wine, he reveals his extraordinary powers in the overwhelming abundance of his gift. 6 huge stone jars of the very best wine, and thereby he reveals his love. We are shown that a small act of service can convey huge meaning, both for those serving and for those being served. The story of the Good Samaritan from Luke chapter 10 verses 30 to 37 is another Bible story all about service. It tells of an incredible act of service to care for a complete stranger who has been robbed. It is an act of love that is literally limitless, because the Samaritan tells the innkeeper, "I will reimburse you for any extra expense." The striking generosity of the outsider, the Samaritan, in such a simple act of service is heightened by the contrasting behaviours of the insiders, the priests and the Levite, who pass by on the other side. This story then tells us not only something about the Samaritan and the Levite, but also about Jesus' inclusive vision of the coming kingdom of God. In these parables, Jesus is at his best, teaching us about what God wants from us, showing us how to act by his own example. As well as believing in him, then, we must play our part in carrying out his plan, in this case, by serving others. By serving others with empathy, with understanding, with our time, by providing emotional and practical assistance, we show that we understand God's call to love him and to love one another as we love ourselves. By serving others, we serve God himself, and we pray those that we serve will see God in us.